Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Burnett. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Wally Burnett. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Hegan moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeezes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pope strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeezes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnett covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk, who is chasing the ball. Colavito reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pope. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Avila steals second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeezes strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Al Rosen. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Busby steals second. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pope hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Groth. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Busby scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Troy Heritage now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Al Smith now playing third base. Kenny Kuhn now playing shortstop. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Finnegan. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. 1 out. Tim Thompson pinch hits for Troy Heritage. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kuhn fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 2, and Kansas City Athletics 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.